Hope everyone's enjoying their Easter weekend. This will probably be a short episode. I've seen Madame Web. It's bad. Maybe not as bad as you've heard, but it's pretty bad. Dakota Johnson stars as Casey Webb, a paramedic, a murder or EMT, I'm not sure which term they used. Yeah, I think a paramedic and after a near-death experience, she develops psychic powers that allow her to see a little bit into the future, moments into the future, but they're unreliable. And while she develops these powers, a man with a connection to her late mother is searching for three women who are going to kill him in his future. Of course, as these plots converge, yeah, they one of the video streaming sites put this on one of the video movie purchase sites put this on sale, and I was curious and gave it a shot. I don't think it's that bad. I think Celeste O'Connor, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, sorry. I think she added. I think they do the most of what they can with their characters. The villain's kind of. Maybe I just wasn't paying close enough attention, or maybe my ear for details not that good, but I couldn't tell how much of the villain's dialogue was recorded after the principal shooting, but he did wear a face mask for some time, so maybe a lot of his dialogue when he's in the costume was recorded afterwards, the ADR. It's bad. It feels like they don't know what they're doing. For some reason, Peter Parker is born in this movie that's set in 2003, although they can't mention Peter's name. And Adam Scott's on hand as Ben Parker. The youngest Ben Parker we've ever seen, I would think. I'm just saying. I mean, well, he's definitely the youngest Ben Parker I think I've seen in live action because the previous two were Clifford Robertson and Martin Sheen. And so there's that. Maybe I was feeling, I don't know, maybe I was feeling generous when I saw this. I didn't hate it. I'm not recommending it to anybody. I don't know how much. I don't know if Dakota Johnson just kind of quit in the middle of this, or that's just Dakota Johnson. I'm not that familiar with her work. I didn't see any of the 50 Shades of Grey 50 Shades of Grey movie. I heard they were terrible and I. So. But. Yeah, I've seen it. It's not as bad as you've heard, I think. Or else maybe I'm slightly more forgiving than some of those other critics. I've seen a fair amount of bad movies. I feel this is much more misguided than bad, I guess. Or maybe it's equally misguided and bad. And, well, spoiler alert, if If you've seen posters or trailers that emphasize show the actresses and their superhero outfits, no, those are brief dream sequences or future predictions or whatever. So yeah, Madam Web, bad. But, I mean, I don't know if I'm 5, 6 years, I'm gonna, or if I'm gonna, con if I'm gonna hold this up as like one of the worst movies of the decade. And the way everyone else has responded to it, you would think I would. Well, I guess that's it for this episode. I haven't seen Ghostbusters or the new Godzilla vs. Kong movie yet. I probably will. Maybe not when they're in theaters, but I will. I'll probably have another episode next week. Maybe talk about a couple of the movies I bought digitally lately. So, hope everyone has a good holiday weekend. Bye.